3 more children went home to their families yesterday. Still here at Hennepin, they are treating 7 patients, and one of them, hospital administrators tell me, remains in critical condition. I spoke with a priest who spent his day praying with a family as one little girl underwent surgery.
You cannot describe these moments. I can't imagine these moments. I don't want to.
Father Timothy Sass is a priest at St. Mary's Greek Orthodox Church, just 3 miles from Annunciation Catholic School. He said several of his parishioners have kids at Annunciation, including the family of 12-year-old Sophia Fortress, who was severely wounded in Wednesday's shooting. Fortress was rushed to the same hospital where her mother works as a pediatric critical care nurse.
She was coming in to work not knowing
that
her
correct.
Daughter was among those who had been injured.
She was on her way to work because of the announcements of mass shooting, and unfortunately, she was meeting her daughter there.
Hennepin County EMS Chief Martin Shearer says the death toll might have been far higher had it not been for the heroic and quick actions of students and teachers.
A lot of kids had near misses, a lot of grazing, high velocity bullets, you know, right through their head and their hairs.
But the damage that was done had a profound impact on everyone who witnessed it.
One paramedic I spoke with yesterday treated a 10-year-old, and he said, "I just want to go home and hug my kid."
Last night, a special service was held for all of those injured and still suffering from the tragic events of that day. And I also spoke with one woman who works for the hospital, comforting families. She described the room as parents awaited updates from doctors as silent at times, but loud with emotion.